angels. Angels really are their own separate species, created by God to be our messengers and protectors, His divine legion of activists. Unlike us, angels never incarnate, except for brief appearances on Earth for our benefit. They are exclusive inhabitants of the other side. Unlike us, angels have no gender. They're universally androgynous. Their bodies and facial features are identical and exquisitely beautiful. Their skin and hair color vary to encompass the image of every race. But everyone who sees them, both on Earth and at home, remarks on the fact that they all seem to glitter or sparkle, their essences always illuminated by the brilliant light of their Creator. Unlike us, angels never speak, even to each other. Their communication is exclusively telepathic, and not a single sound is ever heard from them, except when they're singing their magnificent hymns of praise to God's glory in the Hall of Voices. Unlike us, while angels do walk among the general population of the other side, they don't socialize, work, research, study, or participate in the gregarious, integrated lives we live at home. They stay to themselves, exuding their powerful love wherever they go, but not subject to the same range of emotions and varieties of personality that we are. Without ever looking grim or unfriendly, they never change expression, never smile, never frown, never laugh, and never cry, because they're never experienced any feeling except pure, uncompromised devotion. We will never become angels, nor will angels ever incarnate and become human. The reason is simply, we don't graduate from one species to another on the other side, any more than we do on Earth. It's important to understand, though, that this does not mean that God loves or values angels any more than He does us, or that angels are better than we are. There is no such thing as better anywhere in God's creation, not within any one species, not from one species to the next, not in this world and not at home. We are all His children. We are all equally cherished by our Creator. We always have been, and we always will be. There are levels within the population of angels, depending on the extent of their experience. The more vast the experience, the higher the level, and the higher the level, the more powerful the angel. Angels earn advancement from one level to the next through their good works and the miracles they perform in God's name. Whether they're protecting us from harm, saving lives, or simply bringing us messages of joy, hope, comfort, and love, angels are truly God's mightiest, most direct link between here and the other side. His physical means of carrying us on His shoulders in times of fear, sorrow, and desolation, until we're strong and steady enough to walk beside Him again. I originally believed that there are 5 levels of angels, that only the second level, the archangels, have wings. I also believed that there were only specific duties assigned to each of those levels. I have learned from exhaustive study and a lot of long, very specific conversations with Francine that there are actually 8 levels of angels, that every one of them have wings. All 8 levels are charged with being God's messengers, protectors, and miracle workers for us on Earth. The levels are physically distinguished from each other by the color of the wings, and the different colors are earned and worn as badges of advancement. In ascending order of power, not of importance, from the least to the most experienced and powerful, these are the 8 levels. Angels, their wings are a dusty grayish white. Archangels, their wings are pure white. The cherubim, their wings are white with gold tips. The seraphim, their wings are white with silver tips. The virtues, their wings are pale blue. the dominions, their wings are green. The thrones, their wings are deep purple. The principalities, their wings are a solid, brilliant gold. The first seven levels of angels are always at the ready, available to us in a heartbeat, sent by God or taking the initiative themselves to intervene on one's behalf in a physical or emotional crisis. The eighth level, the breathtakingly powerful principalities, only come when we specifically summon them. At God's command and our truly heartfelt insistence, the principalities can create miracles and prevent fatalities, even if it means circumventing a chart to accomplish this.